For the last two nights, protesters have marched through Philadelphia, while looters have run unchecked, the anger and violence fueled by the death of Walter Wallace Jr. Today, stores were boarded up and residents picked up the pieces.
This is not the way to display your anger towards what's going on.
At least 30 officers have been injured, dozens of people arrested.
Yo, this is crazy,
New video shows the shocking final moments of Wallace Jr.'s life. Police confronted him on Monday. He had a knife and a history of mental illness. The two officers fired 14 times. Police say Wallace Jr. refused to drop the knife. His family was watching. They say they called 911 for help for a mental health crisis. Walter Wallace Sr. called for answers and calm.
I don't condone no violence, tearing up the city, looting up the stores, and all this chaos going.
The shooting and its aftermath comes during a heated presidential election, in which Donald Trump has used images of violence and looting on American streets to motivate his supporters.
A Democrat-run state, a Democrat-run city, Philadelphia. We don't have that. We don't have it. The Republicans don't have it.
There is no excuse whatsoever for the looting and the violence. None whatsoever.
Residents promise the protests will continue.